And welcome back to Art on Air Special Edition. We are with Donna Catalano, Special Projects Coordinator for South Shore Arts, part of Region 1 and also Grants. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Aloha, Donna.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys.
Well, we want to see what the impact is on when we're going through this pandemic thing, on first of all, on South Shore Arts in general. What's going on? How's it impacted exhibits and things and just the general operation?
Well, I think South Shore Arts is probably in the same boat as most other art galleries. And we have canceled and do not have any exhibits open to the public. We do have, I know we're keeping our Maurice Sendak exhibit just because we really, during all this, can't ship it back because it is a leased exhibit. So that was our blockbuster for this year. So who knows, maybe we'll get a few weeks at the end of all of this. You never know. Our next exhibit scheduled, though, is our junior-senior high school show. And that show is, you know, all the junior highs and the senior high schools in the area, in the three counties and the southwest suburbs or southeast suburbs of Chicago participate. So we are contacting exhibitors, and that would be Bridget Cowart, who is our gallery director, and she is contacting them. And since the kids aren't in school, she's asking them to send virtual images. And then we will probably do an online exhibit because that exhibit does involve a lot of prize money for those kids. And one of the big ones is the Berwanger, which is a scholarship for a senior student going to an arts college.
What a great impact.
So, yeah. So we hope to carry that on. We don't want to do away with it because it means a lot to kids. And hopefully the prize money will still be there, but it might be a little less, might be a little more, but we'll play it by ear and see what we can do for the kids.
Yeah, well, it would be, since so many shows are juried online anyway, that process is, you know, pretty easy to plug into. I hope it all works out.
Well, this show is not juried online.
I don't mean jury, but since that protocol is already in place.
One of my partners that's already doing it, their junior-senior high school show is up, is Tippecanoe Arts Federation, which is the South Shore Arts in the Lafayette area. And so they were going to start doing virtual showings of the exhibit because they actually hung their exhibit, but now they can't let anybody in to see it. So do some features on different schools. And there's a lot you can do with it, actually.
Yeah, Donna, how does this going to also impact the other thing, the other hat you wear is the grant process?
The grant process, as most people know, we are the representative for the Indiana Arts Commission up here in Region 1. And I have had a lot of insight because I am the chair of all the art partners in the state right now. So I've done a lot of Zoom meetings in the last week. And with the panels coming up April, for our section, they're April 27th and 28th. And Larry, you're a mentor. Esther, you're a panelist. We're going to do our panels virtually through Zoom and do our review of all the grants. And so that Zoom is nice because the people who are being reviewed can also log into the meeting and listen to the panel. So I think it'll be not such a bad thing. We're going to handle it. But the other thing that they did was really nice is any arts organization support applicant, which is being reviewed this year and is a returning grantee, we are not going to panel them. We are going to automatically renew their grant contract for the next year because they do have a history with us. If anybody is a new AOS applicant, they will be paneled. But in Region 1, I did not have any new AOS applicants, so I will be paneling only art project support. And that turned out, actually, because I had 41 APS applicants, and I lost my AOS or didn't have to have my AOS panel. I decided to divide my 41 among three panels instead of two, so it makes it a little easier on the panelists.
Yeah, we appreciate that on the other side of the panelists when you're being one, and happy to be a moderator this year. And just personally, how are you handling being sheltered in place?
Oh, well, I have a European boxer who loves to walk. And so we have, I think, multiple days we're hitting over 20,000 steps with our Fitbit.
Any final thoughts for our audience?
Oh, I think it's just, you know, be patient, follow guidelines, listen to the governor. One of the things I would like our organizations to do, or arts, anybody that's in the arts, is you can go to Americans for the Arts website, and that's AmericansfortheArts.org. And there is a survey online that you can take on how this is impacting your arts organization. And also for any arts organization, if you're looking for relief or you're looking for answers, you can go on the Indiana Arts Commission website, www.in.gov/art. And there is a page there about the virus and how you can get relief and what you can, where you can get help.
That sounds great. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. It's Donna Catalano, the Special Projects Coordinator for South Shore Arts. Thanks for coming on, Donna.